The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
This is Monday, and every Monday on The Drive with Rob and Roz, we chat through something that's come into our mailbag, our email address, drive@jacarandafm.com. If there's things you need to get off your chest, if there are anything that you think that we can discuss, if you've got a little issue, like today's mail, which comes from Anonymous, and I'll tell you why she wanted to stay anonymous. She says, "Hey, Rob and Roz, I hear the Monday mailbag on the show every week driving home from work. I always feel very opinionated when hearing these stories. So now that I find myself in a sticky situation, I thought maybe someone else can scream at me while they're stuck in the traffic. I'm 33 and I'm single. A few of my girlfriends put me on a WhatsApp group to organize a girls' weekend. Should I make up some excuse why I can't go? Or should I tell them the truth, that I can't stand the thought of hearing about their husbands, kids, and jobs for 3 days straight? What should I do? Kind regards, Anonymous." And then she says, "I'm staying anonymous because they all live in Pretoria and they probably listen to the show." Well, well done to them for listening to the show. And we're very happy about that. What we're not so happy about is the situation that you find yourself in, Anonymous. So you don't want to go on this girl's weekend because, as much as they are your friends, you don't feel like there's a lot of stuff that happens in their lives that you can relate to. And obviously, op 'n girls trip of so ding, as mense goed in gemeen het, dan praat hulle die hele tyd oor daai goed. En ongelukkig is jy nou enkel lopend, so jy kan nie regtig relate met alles wat hulle oor gaan praat nie. And I guess, thinking about it, if I knew I was going to be in a place that's not my own space for a couple of days that I had to pay for to go to, and I now have to listen to things that don't interest me at all for those 3 days, will I go on the girls' trip, or will I maybe just save my money and take myself somewhere else where I can enjoy my own company? I'm not sure. But I'm also thinking the other side of this is that these are your friends. So surely what's happening in their lives is important to you in some way or another. So ek weet nie eintlik wat die raad is nie. Renier stuur 'n boodskap op die WhatsApp lyn. Ek verstaan hoekom sy single is. Renier. Nee. So I want to know from you, and so does Anonymous, how should she go about actually sorting out the situation? Does she just not go on the trip? Does she go on the trip and then doesn't engage in any of the chats? What should she do? Send me a WhatsApp, 084-850-0942. Maybe we can sort this Monday mailbag out for Anonymous and, I don't know, help her make the right decision with her friends. We're chatting in our Monday mailbag today about a letter that we got, or a mail we got in from Anonymous. She is 33 and single, and she's been put on a WhatsApp group to organize a girls' weekend with her friends. And all of them, the rest of them in this group, they all are married. "I don't want to go," she says. "Should I make up some excuse why I can't? Or should I tell them straight that I can't stand the thought about hearing about their husbands, their kids, and their jobs for 3 days straight?" So Peter sent us this.
So I'll relate Anonymous's story to one of my own, not 100% the same sense, but I'm married to a teacher, and put a bunch of teachers in one room or in a restaurant around the table, and all they can talk about is work. And I've gone so far as to saying that I'm not going with, because I'm not going to sit there and be the only person that's not being able to contribute to the conversation. For me, it's about inclusion, and I think that's probably how she feels as well, and that one will not necessarily enjoy it if you kind of feel excluded with the conversation the whole time.
Yeah, I get that. But then some other things have come through where people are saying, Carl sent us this message to say, "Honesty is key. Be honest with your friends. If they are true friends, they will understand." I get that. But then also imagine now you are in a group of friends and you don't actually want to hang out with them for too long because of what they're going to be speaking about. Jy gaan uitvoel. Dan gaan daai mense dalk begin dink, is ons regtig jou vriende? As dit wat ons oor praat vir jou so bietjie vervelig is, of vir jou laat voel asof jy uitgesluit is. So, ek weet nie of honesty in hierdie situasie the best policy is nie. Kobus sê hierdie,
Hi Ros. Ja, luister met hierdie Monday mailbox. Ek dink sy moet haar vriendinne man net sê. Hulle het al tientjie nie in Eno net genooi om het klaar jammer gekry het of sleg gevoel het.
Oh.
Maar dit nie lyk of haar Eno regtig iets is wat aangaan in haar lewe nie.
Jo, 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 Kobus, that's a savage take on the situation, jo. My dog, maybe they did invite her knowing that it was going to be all married ladies and ladies with kids, so you talk about stuff that is in your life and that you find relatable. Dos mense vir my sê, jy praat hopeloos te vreel oor jou kinders op die radio, maar dit is my lewe. Like that is what I've signed up for and what I'm going to be talking about. Rena gave some other advice. She said, if possible, go for a day and maybe a one-night sleeper or not for 3 days. En dan sê Dani, Ros, ek is al 9 jaar single. Sy moet verskoning maak en nie uitvoel nie, Dani. Okay, bye, dankie, Dani. Yes, we're chatting about friendships and our Monday mailbag has come through from Anonymous, who's been invited on a girls' trip with her friends. All of them are married with kids and she doesn't necessarily want to go on this girls' trip because she doesn't think that there's anything that they will be talking about that she can relate to. So why go somewhere for 3 days to talk about things that you don't want to talk about? Well, Jackie Barnard says, "Nee wat, kry maar vir jou 'n nuwe vriendegroep. Gaan nooit verander nie, maar wees versigtig. Eendag trou jy en jy het kinders en al jou vriendinne is afgeskryf." That's a pretty good kind of viewpoint there because maybe she will get married in the future and she will have kids in the future. And then because she's no longer hanging out with the ladies that are already doing this at this stage of their lives, she might not have anyone to speak to down the line. But I don't think one girl's trip and not going is enough to end a friendship. Chantal, het ons hierdie gestuur.
Hi daar, nee, wees eerlijk, ek het so'n vriendin, sy is al, ek sê 43, en geen kinders of man nie, en sy laat ons toe, want ons is allemaal lief mekaar, en ons is allemaal geen omgat om mekaar sy levens afgaan, so sy laat ons toe, om een bietjie te moan, en te groan, en te wens, en kinders, en onderwijsers, en school, en werk, en alles te doen, en dan down ons het down, en ons stop dan die jammerai en ja, dan is het een normale lekker weekend verder.
Ja, so Chantal sê, hulle vriendekring, hulle laat mekaar toe om oor seker goed te praat. And I think that that's really good. Like, if you are single, maybe you talk a lot about the dates that you go on or the dates that you maybe don't go on. And the married ladies with the kids listen to you. I hope that's what this friendship group is like. Sonia says, take yourself to a spa, treat yourself, go home and have some vino, order pizza, eat too much and sleep tight. I think MB and Sonia are on the same one.
Hi, Rose. This is Bart from Kempton. And I think she must just take more wine with. That makes everything easier.
Okay. Thanks, Bart. Krishna also says, well, be happy your friends invited you. When you're a divorced mother with kids, a lot of married women who are your friends will exclude you out of any social event, especially when their husband will be there. I would suggest for her to go, and when there's too much talk about their husbands and kids, to make up a story that is funny and mocking the fact that you're single. So many cool and different opinions coming in for Anonymous. Anonymous, ek dink nie ons het jou probleem opgelos nie, maar jy het dalk nou 'n bietjie ander perspektiewe oor hierdie ding en om te kyk hoe dit eintlik vir jou die beste gaan uitwerk, because at the end of the day it's about whether you are happy or not. So either tell them the truth and maybe your friendship will be stronger for it, or make up a lie and never go on one of these trips again.